Okay, so this video I want to make about another understanding of what women see, and I really hope a woman will stumble upon this video, or I hope like maybe if there's a guy watching this and you have a girlfriend or a wife or something, let her watch this shit, and I'll tell you, I'm gonna break down what she's seeing, and well, I'm gonna break down her thought pattern, and you compare it with what she thinks. Right. And I bet you I'm going to be at least 80% right at minimum. Right now, everybody's okay. From time to time, everybody's going to stumble into some type of friends with benefits. Now, how a guy, okay, friends with benefits, the definition for a man of friends with benefits is the benefit means you get the fucker and not have to deal with any of her, deeper personal drama. That's pretty much it. You really don't have to take her out much. You don't have to, you don't have to meet her parents. You don't have to pay some bills. You don't have to do the typical things that, a man does in a relationship, but you still get the benefit of sex, right? So for man, friends with benefits pretty much just equals, in an easier way to put it, a free hooker. That's really what friends with benefit is. And it could be fun for the guy who's, more immature. He doesn't see, the whole picture of it yet. And a lot of times, like that guy can end up falling in love with the girl. And I'm going to touch on that on the woman side of it, of why women do friends with benefits. But see, like, okay, but where we're on the guy side, see, men, we just want sex. And most men really just want good, consistent, creative sex from one good woman. That's really what all men want. But see, once you grow as a man, you pretty much learn that the more you focus on one, the less she's going to focus on you. Like, because the reality of men value love and women love value. So if you're focusing totally in on her, well, then that means, no other woman must really want you. So she's going to start losing interest in you. So the reason why guys have to, like, it benefits men to spread out, how many women he's fucking at the same time, is to keep the woman on her toes. Because like how I say in other videos, women only act right when their self-esteem takes a hit in some kind of way. If she's not being humbled in any way, she's going to be a complete piece of shit. That's just how women are. That's their nature. The only time they're going to act right is when they think you're fucking somebody else. Now they'll be mad at you, to your face, but she won't let you go. Because like I say in older videos, look back on all the women who were in abusive relationships, right? Ask them how long they were in it. 7 years, and he was an asshole. Now ask her about all the nice guys who put her first. She don't won't even remember his first name, and it definitely didn't last 2 months with him, right? Unless he was just stalking her at that point. See, because it's their nature to be like this. So like, but okay, so back to the original topic with the friends with benefits. From a guy, long story short, his friends with benefits is pretty much a free easy hooker. That's pretty much friends with benefits, a free easy hooker that continuously comes around, right? Now, for women, okay, sex is not a benefit for a woman unless she has like a kink that, and she likes guys like me who I just like dog them out in sex. I choke them, spit on them, piss on them. I told you guys numerous times that I choke on them, spit on them, piss on them, call them all types of names, slap them, slap their tits like punching bags, grab their tits like handlebars while I'm fucking them. I do all types of shit. Unless she has a fetish like that and she cannot find a man to fuck her like that, then it'll be about sex, right? But if she doesn't like that in sex, or if she's not looking for like that perfect, fetish to fulfill in sex, friends with benefits is not about sex. Okay, it's not about sex with them. It really isn't. For what? Because okay, from a woman's side, a woman has no attachment. Once she breaks breaks that bonding period, she has no attachment to any one cock that goes in her vagina. She has she th There is none. There's no it's, She pretends there is because she thinks that's what you want to hear. But women, that once they break that initial, that early bonding, and a lot of women, they never even had that bonding phase. A lot of women grew up and just never experienced it. They don't like, women don't care what penis goes in them. They don't. They really don't. What they care about is what somebody else is going to think about this penis going in them. That's what, you know, makes them reject you or like you, blah, 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 depending on her social circle. That's what does it. So the friends with benefits to a woman, it usually will come down to one of two things. And sometimes it's a mixture of two. And I hope there's a woman with you so that she, where she's listening to this and she can and she'll probably go, yeah, that's about right. If she really, she'll go, oh yeah, yeah, that's why I did. Like, she probably didn't even know this is what she was doing. But I'm going to break it down for you. One of two ways, one of two situations is why a woman enters a friends with benefits situation. All right. The first way is some kind of way the alpha guy in her life, you know, ghosted her or something like that, and she needs somebody to fall back on. And she knows how do women get any man to stay around? They fuck them, you know? So she'll feed you. Let's say if you're the friends with benefits, she'll feed you, you know, what you want is in exchange for attention while the alpha is off, you know, ignoring her. And see, this is why friends with benefits, they come around, they fuck. And then they kind of like spray. And then a woman will kind of like disappear and then she'll come. See, this is why women do that. See, this is why women in all situations, why they come around and they kind of love bomb you and do everything, and then they just kind of disappear type shit. Because, see, that alpha came back. That's what happened. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't disappear because, oh, I just need time to think. See, I need time to think equals that man I really want is starting to come back and pay me attention again. You see? Like, that everything a woman does is done because, usually because of a lack of attention. That's usually about it. Everything a woman does is for attention. It's not because, very rarely it's because she actually just likes to do it. It's usually because there's a lack of attention. So now she needs this guy or she needs that guy to fulfill what the other guy, you know, left behind. Like that's like they, like other guys say, they monkey branch. They monkey as soon as this branch starts to give out, they go monkey branch to the other one. This one starts to give out, monkey branch. It's what women do. So number one, it's like I said, the number one reason why women get into friends with benefits, they're pretty much selling sex for attention. That's what's going to happen. So if you're the friends with benefits in this mode, a lot of times, one, that's going to be the case. Now, the other case of getting a friends with benefits is this, and I hope there's a woman with you to verify this. The other scenario is something about you that woman liked. And usually the only reason women ever like men is because that man has some, he's projecting some type of protector quality. Because like I said, all women want is protection at the end of the day. And it's usually between the forms of financial, mental, or financial, mental, or physical. Either you're big and strong, you got a lot of money, or you're like, you're well-educated and you can fight like, you know, the real city world type shit. It's usually one of those three things is what's going to attract the woman to you. So something about you gave that off to her. So she knew that she would do whatever it took in hopes of you falling in love with her. And women already know what is that, whatever it'll take? Submissive sex. That's what submissive sex, food, you know, attention, being around you. That she's going to make herself available for you all the time. And a lot of women, they'll hold on for years to this shit in hopes that you finally like click and go, oh, I want to marry you and have kids. But see, the reality of it is a lot of times, see, that guy will usually, okay, sometimes a guy does fall in love with her. And see, this is where the woman's brain, like I said, women's brains are by default set on self-destruct to never succeed in anything. So what happens is, let's say, okay, the woman, she's going to secretly linger around in hopes that you snap out of it and fall in love with her. But see, what woman's nature doesn't understand, because a lot of times women's nature, they can't see outside their own brains. So what the reason why she's in love with you is because you are in love with her. You see what I'm saying? That's the reason why she's lingering around. She's doing all this shit. The reason why she loves you is because you don't love her. And the second you love her, that's when it's all going to go to shit. But see, the woman's brain can't see that because, like I said, their brains max out at about 16, 17 years of age. They just stop growing. So they like their ability to play chess with anything, to think in a long term. Well, if I make these three moves, and what can be his counter to that three moves? Their brains can't think like that. They're just not built for this shit. So they can't see it. And I guarantee you, every time you had a friends with benefits, right, and you slowly started to fall in love with her, what happened? She backed out. Because she didn't like, she was in love with you not loving her. That way she had to chase you. Because like I said, because since you didn't love her, but she was fucking her, what that signaled to the woman was you had other options and you really aren't worried about her. See, like I said, like I got from the Entrepreneurs and Cars guy, what he said, women love value. See, at this point, you were still valuable in the world because you didn't care about, like it's okay, for instance, like if, like this microscope, if I just threw it out the goddamn window. I just lost the link. If I just threw it out the window, that would tell you, oh yeah, he don't care about that. He can just go get another one. You see, that's what it signals to you. And it's the same thing with women. I just lost the lens. It's the same thing with women in the dating market. If you can throw them away, that signals to them, oh well, he can just go get another one. You know, so but see the women, it's a thing of he must be valuable. And women love value, men value love. You see what I'm saying? So like I say in other videos, I forget who said this, but women do not want to be loved. They like to be desired, but they don't want to be loved because woman is born into being loved. You see, like it's just a default setting, and it's a default requirement from the world for them to be loved. They get loved all the time, and they get loved so much they just don't care about it anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like, so look back in any friends with benefits you had. The moment you started texting her, you know, 3 days out the week first, the moment you started texting her back immediately, the moment you start talking about, you know, life plans and goals, what happened? She bounced. Or she started, you know, she started playing ghost because she wasn't in love with that. See, women love when you don't love them. See, this is another difference. Okay, like, but this is logic. And I just thought about this. With love songs, right? Now, when a man makes a love song about a woman, he genuinely wants that woman. You see what I'm saying? At least initially. Maybe he doesn't know her fully yet because, you know, she could be super annoying once you sit down with the bitch. You know how women are. But he wants the woman. But see, when women sing love songs about men, it's always about the man who doesn't want them. Women never sing songs about guys who want them. You see what I'm saying? Or could possibly, it's always the guy who made it clear, like, I piss on your fucking face and walk out the room. Like, that's the guy, and that's just, you see what I'm saying? That's what women do. So like I said, with friends with benefits, see, a woman will stay friends with benefits with a guy who literally pisses on her face. She will stay friends with benefits with him for decades, right? for decades, because she's hoping that this completely synthetic thought process is going to, you know, happen in the real world, that he's going to magically do it at just the right time and the right moment to want to marry her, and they just live happily ever after. And then if the guy actually does that, it's going to scare her off, because that's not what she wants the whole time with friends with benefits. This is why I say I got this from somebody. Woman's default setting is self-destruct, and usually a woman's only hope from veering out of it is hoping is some man who's strong enough or patient enough or dumb enough to sit there through and try to go in there and try to unwire all the default self-destruct programs. If you got a bitch sitting next to you, I know she's laughing because that's the reality. And she knows it. Her default biological setting is self-destruct. Like, imagine like wires on a fucking circuit board, right? Every woman's on this planet default setting is self-destruct. And it's up to a man to either be smart, dumb, or strong enough to go the way through all these just cables everywhere, the way through it, to find, go dig through all that shit, and then unwire the self-destruct wires and put them in the box. And not only that, she's going to go in there and fight to rewire it to self-destruct. So you got to keep going in there and keep wiring it up while you're trying to keep your life going. You try to keep the bills paid. You try to keep your physical health up. You try, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to stay strong, trying to stay healthy. And you got, and you got to go in there and self-destruct stopped. And then she'll go in there and then, you know, rewire the self-destruct process. And you got to keep going in there and rewiring it. You see, and the funny part is, women know this is true, but they can't help it, because it's like trying to tell a dog it's a dog. You know, a dog doesn't know it's a dog. A dog just is. You see? Dog just eats its own shit. Your dog just pisses on the wall. You like, this is what dog does. And it gets to a point where you have to just kind of accept it and plan around it. And there's some gangster helicopters. What if I die right now? There's some gangster ass helicopters, like legit gangster helicopters out my window right now. Like military, that's military shit. But yeah, man, that's it. I'm actually kind of scared now. but yeah. So friends with benefits, it's usually one of those two scenarios. Usually either one, you're just the ego boost for her while you are only the ego boost until the alpha comes back, and she's just pretty much selling sex for attention at this point. Or two, she really likes you, and she's willing to do anything to stay in your orbit. So, okay, this is the equivalent of the male beta orbiter. The female beta orbiter, she can usually still get dick in her. Women can always get a dick in them. But see, a woman's problem is getting somebody to commit to them. That's their, like I say, women's problem is time. It's getting someone to chronically stay around them. Any woman right now. Can get on Tinder and have a dick, a new and different dick lined up for every day of the week for the next year. Especially if she lives in a big city like Prague. Oh, she can line up a new fresh dick every day of the week for a year. Getting sex to a woman is no problem. But see, this is the difference. See, a female beta orbiter is that's pretty okay. And in this context, that is the friends with benefits for the one who likes you. That's a beta orbiter, you see, and she's beta orbiting to try to fulfill that emotional need. See, that's what men beta orbit to try to fulfill a sexual need. Women beta orbit in order to fulfill an emotional attachment need, and that's where the two kind of always have to kind of meet in the middle with this shit. But yeah, friends with benefits. It's not about the benefit of, like, unless she has like a sexual fetish, it's not about this. It's not going to be about sex with them, with friends with benefits. The benefits with them is that illusion of an emotional attachment. That's what it is. That's what it's about for a woman. And for a man, it's just to get sex.